Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you, and welcome to Reality Spirituality, the show that shares with you, the show that teaches how to experience more happiness on the journey we call life. How to experience more happiness, and I'm talking about with everyday circumstances, from health to death, to finances, to relationship issues, to social issues, what's going on in the world, to COVID. Do you know, sidetracking really quick, I don't know why I always sidetrack in the beginning of the show. I spoke with someone who's very close to me yesterday, and this individual said, you know, I love this COVID-19. I love what COVID-19 has brought. I love that people have to stay in their houses. I love that people have to wear masks. It was a glowing review for the circumstances the world is in, called COVID-19, the lockdown. Love it. Of course, you know, they're germaphobe, but I digress. You see, anyway, so let me just do my introduction, because I get new listeners every week, and just want to let the new listeners, what is this show about? Reality Spirituality teaches, shares with the audience how to experience more happiness. And before I go on, I want to share with you my definition of happiness. And the definition is to be able to be at peace, rooted in peace, vibrating peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Circumstances do not matter. COVID-19 does not matter. Fires and it does not matter. Losing a house, it doesn't matter. How to remain at peace. And then, you know, I get a lot of, that's impossible. That's not normal. Well, the what's not normal is the programming that you can't. The programming that it is impossible to find peace unless everything is aligned. That's the programming. And so this show and me as an individual is always battling the programming. And it is the programming that causes us to suffer, that this happens, an event happens, and now I have to feel like this. Someone dies, someone hurts my feelings, someone leaves me, someone cheats on me, all this, and now I have to feel bad about it. That is a programming. See, because when you were born, and you were born, you were born twice. Why did I say that? Maybe I was talking about twins. And up until 1, 2 years old, 3 years old, you were absent of the programming. No, you were taught that feelings, this happens, and now I'm robotically have to feel like this. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm a program buster. Ghostbusters, I am a program buster, and today it's a programming of preferences. So I gave you my definition of happiness, the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I also want to share with you that happiness like everything, like anything that is you're an expert at, anything that you master, from you know, the cooking to painting to a musician to athlete to a speaker to a gardener, a farmer, whatever you, we all have, and we're expert at something. And even if, listen, you could be an expert at robbing banks, but you are an expert at something. And so programming, happiness is a practice skill. It is what you practice in every single moment. The issue is, who teaches us what to practice? Who teaches us out there what to practice? Oh, I definitely, you know, high school algebra, English, history, government, and then my foreign language was French. Comment allez-vous? You know, that's not comment allez-vous. What the hell? How do you say good hello? Have I forgotten all of that? How are you? I think it is comment allez-vous. I digress again. Excuse me, and for my regular listeners, you know that I can just go off into a tangent in a moment. No, I'm not anchored down at all. There's no anchor here. Let me pull myself back. Happiness is a practice skill, which means whatever you're practicing in all of your moments, that's what you're going to take into your future moments. What you practice in your present moment is what you are going to take with you in your future moments. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is about what you practice. And that is the empowering, information. We all can have the power and are empowered to change whatever you, now I'm not talking about changing what you can control. Today's topic, it's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites because the universe hits me with this all the time. And the number to call in, let's see, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak to me, I think that's Robert. Hi, Robert. If you want to speak to me, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Just press the number one if you want to speak with me live. But here we go. The battle of the preferences. This morning, I usually, most mornings, 99.9% of the time, when I have a receiver upstairs and I press a button and then it automatically shoots right to this calming music, this piano music. I choose between piano, solo guitar, or solo violin. That's my mix. So in the morning, I'm always listening to this music. And this morning, I totally forgot that I had my ratchet music, you know, my top 40 music on. And when I pressed the button to turn on the music, oh my gosh, it was blasting. I don't know if you all know this. The youngsters will know this person. They're Doja Cat. And Doja Cat is a woman, and she's very popular now. Good dance music. But it's not music you wake up to. And I had the volume on so high, it actually jolted me. I was half asleep when I was, you know, when you push the button and all of a sudden you get this jolt of music. And I just shook me up. And then finally, after a couple of seconds, I said, all right, not waking up to my nice, soft, quiet piano music, my nice, classical violin music. No, I'm waking up to Doja Cat. So I started dancing. I started my morning dancing. But that's a very, very small example of when I say the battle of the preferences. Now, this battle of the preferences is really a battle of the programming, because the only reason why we have preferences is because of our programming, is because of the programming. We did not come out having a preference. We didn't come out about having a preference as I want to live here, I want to live there, I want this kind of mother, I want this kind of father, I want to go to this school. I want to look like this. I want to have this. We didn't have all of those preferences. So it is a learned, it is a learned program, learned programming. It is a learned programming to have preferences. You don't think, now hold on a second. You don't think that moi has a has preferences? If I could, I would have the temperature set at the exact weather that I like. If I could, I trust me, if I could, I would have, you think that that where I stand today is what I prefer or what I prefer? Oh, I have a whole list of how I think what is best for me. And you know what I think would be great? Traveling all over the world, sharing with others from country to country, I mean, country to country, sharing with others what I've learned about happiness. I think, I mean, a preference of, and listen, it's not about, well, if that's what you want, you work for it. That's not it, because, again, the universe has a plan. And the universe has, hold on a second, I got this Blue Jay here. What's up, Blue Jay? Blue Jays are very loud. I like them, though. A lot of people don't like Blue Jays because they're loud and they're aggressive. I kind of like them. I wonder why. Anywho, back to the preferences. Listen, you don't think I would prefer having my book that I've been talking about for over a year, my book Program for Unhappiness, to be finished? You don't think that I have a preference as to I've shared the story about, you know, my mom, my mother dying and leaving the house to the handyman? You don't think I have a preference that I would have preferred not to have a over a year-long legal battle? You don't think I would have preferred something different? And I challenge you to ask anyone in their life if everything has happened exactly the way that they've wanted to happen. Everything that has happened exactly the way that they planned, that they dreamed about. I'm talking about anyone from the Oprahs to the Doja Cats to the I'm trying to just think of the people. Let's see. You know what I'm saying. I can't think. You know what I'm saying. The thing about the preferences is that the preferences are a disguised attachment. It's an attachment, and we all know that attachment subtract from peace, attachment subtract from happiness. And so preference are the same thing. Preference are the same thing. The problem becomes when you have a preference and your preference isn't met, how do you feel? What does the programming say? What is your programming? How do you feel? This is so random. This week, it was Friday. I have one of my favorite talk show hosts on terrestrial radio. His name is Dennis Prager, and I've been listening to Dennis Prager for, geez, decades. I don't listen to him all the time, but he wrote a book years ago. I would say it might even be, 15 years, 20 years ago. And the reason why I was introduced, because he wrote a book about it. He said, happiness is a serious problem. That's how long I've been into this happiness thing. It's even before that. So I started listening to him, and he has this, and I don't listen to him all the time, but he has this happiness hour every Friday. Every Friday at 10 o'clock, it's devoted to happiness. It's called the happiness hour. And I just finished leaving the gym, and I sat in my car, and I turned on his show, and I said, oh, let's see what his topic of happiness is. Because I'm not into listening to a lot of other things. But anyway. And lo and behold, my dear audience, lo and behold, guess what the topic was on the happiness hour this Friday? It was inner peace. And he gave a few examples. Again, this is a civilian. This is a civilian on terrestrial radio, and I say civilian with a smile and a hug, and he's talking about inner peace. And his example was, because he's a proponent of happiness, because otherwise he wouldn't devote an hour a week on his show. And he gave the example of these people that send their children off to college, and then they come back with these different views that are different than the parents' views, political views, moral views. It's a whole thing. So he gave that example, and he said, would you rather have peace with your children? Would you rather have inner peace and have them share your values? So he was saying that if your children share your values, then you're going to have peace, which is already, come on, if you've listened to this show, you know that it doesn't matter what your children are doing. It doesn't matter what your relatives are doing. Your inner peace depends on you. It doesn't depend on whether or not your children share your values. But that's another show. But he was talking about inner peace, and I said, you know what? And it was early. It was the top of the hour. I said, I'm going to call in. That's right. I had nothing else better to do. I'm retired. I have time. I'm going to call in. And sure enough, a little after 10 o'clock, I'm sitting in my car. I just left the gym. I called the radio station, and I got through. And the lady, she says, okay, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, inner peace. I want to tell you that the definition of inner peace inner peace is the same as happiness, and the definition is to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of if your children have different values. And I was ready to do a little tay-to-tay, tussle-tussle, back and forth. And I sat there on hold, and I sat there, listened to this segment and then another segment. And the interesting thing was they were talking about inner peace. And a couple people called in that were hospice workers. One was a hospice chaplain, and one was a hospice worker. And Dennis Prager asked the question. He says, "Are people that work in the hospice facilities, are they more prepared for death? More prepared meaning, are they more at peace with death, with the topic of death, with losing someone?" And the people that worked at the hospice, well, they said, yes, I believe I am, which is another topic in itself. So I'm waiting on hold, the first segment, no, the second segment, and I will admit I got a little nervous. I said, every time he says, okay, let's go to caller, I said, oh, he's going to say Rebecca. I got a little nervous, excited. Oh, nervous, excited. You know what I'm feeling. Look, heart beats a little faster. Let's go. I was ready. I had my little notes. I sat there. I was writing this down, my definition of happiness, what I'm going to talk about, blah, blah. This guy, I know what to say. And, of course, first segment, no. Second segment, no, he didn't go to me. He went to some other people that had no clue. I'm making a judgment. You know I am. No clue about happiness. And then I wait another segment. It gets to the last 5 minutes of the show. I said, okay, I can do 5 minutes. I mean, I'm good. And he still doesn't call. He still doesn't click me in to talk live. And then at the end he says, oh, Rebecca from Oregon says that inner peace is important. And that was my contribution. Now, my dear audience, I know this is a very small example of preferences, but you know that I would have preferred to got on air and talk to him about my definition and my insight on happiness. I am a happiness specialist, correct? But it didn't happen. And for a second there, I was poo-pooing. What the hell? And then maybe 15 seconds later, I'm done. Because the truth is, it's not what I prefer. It's what the universe has planned for me. It's about playing the hand that I'm dealt. Playing the hand that you're dealt. Regardless of what hand it is, playing the hand that you're dealt. And if you watch poker or play poker, you know, those poker players, they're really, I think poker players are some of the smartest people, analytical people on the planet. They're just really, really bright. You know how hard it is to play poker on a professional level? It's really hard. And it's strategic, analytical, reading people, skill set. That skill of playing poker is no joke. And so the best of the best of the best poker players can have a 10 and a 2, which is one of the worst hands you can be dealt in poker, and win a championship. I don't remember his last name. He's an older guy. And he's done that twice to win championships with a 10 and a 2. So it's about playing the hand that you're dealt. Not playing the hand that you're dealt in your life. It's playing the hand that you're dealt in the moment. It's playing the hand that you're dealt every single day. It's getting down to an hour, a moment, a day, an afternoon, a morning. Playing the hand that you're dealt, and when I say playing it, I mean winning with it. Winning means being at peace with the hand that you're dealt. I didn't say not to take action. I didn't say, if there's action, if you're inspired to take action, yes. Playing the hand that you're dealt, letting go of the preference, is another practice of acceptance, total acceptance. And every time, acceptance is a key component to peace. Acceptance is a key component to happiness. Acceptance, and when I say happiness, for my new listeners, happiness is the same as satisfaction, balance, contentment, peace. It's the same vibration. It's the same. There's no difference. It, to me, the way I describe it, the way I define it, there is no difference. It's all the same. It's the same vibration. Now, some people could argue that it's different, but that's okay. You can have it different, but for me, being at peace, being happy, feeling content, shoulders down, satisfied, balanced, flowing, it's all happiness to me. My point is, regardless of what happens, regardless of what you're dealt throughout the day, throughout your life, life is too big of a bite. Let's do it smaller. Half hour, 10 minutes, 1 hour, an afternoon, a day. The preferences always subtract from happiness. Always. And so when you have a preference, what you're really doing is you're resisting the moment. You're resisting what is. You're resisting what you're dealt. You're resisting your hand. It's the same as, what is the saying, you have a bowl of lemons and you make lemonade out. It's the same concept. And that is a practice. When I say it's a practice, it is being rooted in, as soon as something falls in your lap that is something that you don't prefer, trust me, it happens to me all the time. All the time. But your reaction, what you have control over, flow with it, let it go, and then, this is the ultimate, thanking the universe and being grateful for the challenge and being grateful for the preference that it wasn't yours. Being grateful for it, meaning knowing that that is serving your highest good, whether you feel like it or you don't. You trust it and you know that it's serving you in a way that you believe or that you can grasp or you don't. Listen, you don't think that my ego, I like the word mind, ego mind, you don't think that my ego mind thinks that I know what's best for me? You don't think that, are you kidding? Of course my ego mind knows what's best. But I know that my ego mind, trust, that my ego mind does not. And I'm going to say, never has. That's right. Sorry, ego mind, nothing personal. Never has. I mean, I may get to a point where, okay, this happens and it's aligned with what I want and now I'm happy, but this real having a preference of what I think I want, what is best for me, oh, I know what's best for me. I'm here to denounce it. I'm here to let it go because, again, the poker player can be dealt the worst hand in poker and still win. Having a preference of I want it this way, I want it that way, keeps me in a state of unrest, keeps me in a state of the opposite of a peaceful vibration. Because if I choose A and I get B, oh, great. Oh, B is at my doorstep. Oh, B, thank you for B. So that's why the practice of not having a preference all the way out the gate, as soon as you wake up in the morning, preference? Preference to what? How about accepting and embracing and being okay with whatever happens any single day? A preference of how my day is going to go? I wish I would a preference of how I want my day to go? Scratch the day. A preference of how I want my life to go? I've already had to let that go. It was too much baggage. I was carrying around at least 10 suitcases on that one. A preference of how I want my life to go. And here at 64, soon to be 65, I can look at everything. I can look at what's happened and say, I preferred this. I did not prefer that. And I could write a list so quick. It would be the fastest list I would come up with, 20 things that I wish didn't happen, at least. I mean, it would be so easy. Talking about an easy assignment, list 20 things that I didn't, I sure didn't want to experience that. That would be so easy for me to do. And then every single thing on that list, following what I wish would not have happened, I can also write, I don't know if I'm exaggerating here, but I can tell you right now, I can give you at least 3 or 5 things that I have benefited, that I have grown from, that my consciousness has expanded, and that I am able to experience more peace because of that event happening. Everything that I would list, 20 things that I would prefer not happen, I could go down on the list, and every single one I can give you something good that came from not just one thing. I know I can give at least 3 things for everything on my list of what I wish I would not have happened. And the interesting thing is, my son and I, oh, there's Nathan, and my son and I were talking about this yesterday. And he was sharing with me stories about his day, and then when he was sharing with me the stories, we were laughing and laughing and laughing about the stories, because he was telling me that when these events happened, he wasn't really laughing. He wasn't laughing. It wasn't pleasant. It was very annoying. You know, things that happen. Let me talk about myself. You know, the crappy things that happen in life, like the one I explained to you on Friday, waited all the way to the end. Didn't even get to talk. I waited a whole hour. But our laughing. What if the annoying, irritating things that happen to us throughout the day, things that we do not prefer to have happened, what if all of that led to a vibration, a higher vibration, a vibration of laughter and letting go, entertainment? When I say laughter, I'm talking about bowling over, holding your stomach, cheeks hurting, mouth open kind of laughter, pee in your pants kind of laughter. That is a gift every single day. And that's one of the things I have to say, one of my big addictions, I mean, I'll say it, addicted to laughing, addicted to wanting to laugh every single day, addicted to looking for something to laugh at every day. Yeah, even if it's watching the same television show that makes me laugh and I've seen the same segment 20 times and I'm laughing every time, I'll do that. Back to the battle of the preferences. Why can't I have it my way? I know what's best for me, right, universe? Which takes me to the belief that I have, that is rooted, a rooted belief that I have, that whatever is happening is supposed to happen. And if it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen. I have a website that you know, if you've listened, you know I was going to update my website in June. It is the end of September, and I've had to change website developers. This is my second one. Did I have a preference of having my website finished in June, July, August, now it's the end of September? The answer is absolutely not. I cannot, you know, shedding of the preferences, I already know that all preferences are suspect, and all preferences, and I mean all preferences, are going to lead me right into a wall, head first, bam. So letting go of the preferences, especially letting go of something I don't have control over. I mean, I definitely can look at my shoes. I have a preference of what shoes I'm going to wear and preference of what socks and on and on and on. But anything I don't have control, to have a preference, to have a preference of the weather, I learned that the first year I was here. First year I was in Oregon, how cold it got. And I said, I'll never complain about a warm day, a hot day ever again in my life. And I never have. That was 3 years ago. Well, I prefer it be warm. Well, I prefer it be sunny. Oh, I prefer the sun to come out. Oh, I prefer it not rain today. Oh, I prefer the fog. Oh, the fog and the hair. Oh, the fog. No, I have zero preferences about, and it is a practice. Don't think I have it mastered, but it is a practice. Let me just look at my notes and make sure that I covered everything that I wanted to. You know, the thing is, life is a roller coaster, my dear audience. It's a roller coaster. And regardless of what you're vibrating, it doesn't matter. It's what are you rooted in? The roller coaster is real. The roller coaster is real. The question I have for each one of you is, how are you riding on the roller coaster? How are you riding? How are you vibing on the roller coaster? Because I don't know who, I don't care who it is, from the person from the homeless guy all the way up to the the biggest movers and shakers, from the people in power, celebrities, people in power, the wealthy people. I don't care who the hell you talk to. Absolutely none of them had their life unfold the way they preferred it. There's always some kind of detour, roadblock, hurdle. There's always something, but I'm not going to guarantee you, but I will challenge that person, say, can you find something good about the detours? And so that's why letting go of the preferences also is going to bring you more peace. Let go of the preferences, the time. You know, this is my other example. Next week, I'm going to be teaching my happiness classes in this little holistic place in the town. I've been in this town for almost 3 years now. Not almost. 3 years. The 26th, today's the 26th. 3 years today. 3 years. I never even saw this little shop where they sell crystals, a little spiritual shop in this little teeny town. And 2 months ago, I needed a ride to get my car out of the shop. And one of the ladies in the community, this young mother in the community, you know, I saw her and I actually texted her and I said, can you give me a ride? And she did. And she was the one that told me, have you ever been to this little holistic place? I said, a holistic place here? Never even heard of it. So she showed me where it was, and a few days later, I don't even know when, maybe a week later, I don't even remember, I stopped in, and the owner of the shop was there, and we were chatting, and I said, do you ever have classes here? She says, yes, all the time, and I said, well, I teach a class on happiness. Can I teach your class here? Can I teach a class here? She said, sure. So starting next week, for 8 weeks, I'll be teaching the Truth About Happiness classes at this little shop that I had no idea. Been here 3 years. Didn't even know about this place. It was a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. Didn't even know if I was going to be able to teach there. I asked her, I said, do I have a preference of maybe I won't be able to teach. I just it's about dropping the nuggets, dropping the seeds. Can I teach there? Yes, no. Would I prefer to teach in a hotel with a huge auditorium in a theater with 300 seats? Hell yeah. 200 seats? Would I prefer to travel all over and teach my class on the Truth About Happiness in large auditoriums? The Hollywood Bowl? I mean, come on. Hell yes! No. I'm teaching the Truth About Happiness in a very little small town in a very little small shop where people are going to sit down in the little yoga mats and bring their chairs. And I think the capacity is maybe 14, 15. Very small, very, very small. So the preference of an audience of 500, an audience of 100, come on. No. Whatever is happening is supposed to happen. And that's another trap, the trap of numbers, the preference of numbers. Oh, big numbers. Big numbers in the bank account, big numbers following, big numbers listening to reality, spirituality. You know, I look at my analytics every week, you know, when I'm scheduling the show. Oh, nice. Oh, 15 people, 20 people listen, oh, 10 people listen, sometimes more. But there is absolutely, whether it's one person or 50 people, whether it's zero people, I cannot get into a preference because all preferences subtract from my peace. Every single one. The problem of having preferences, and when your preferences are not met, I'm letting you know that is a recipe for disaster. Let's see, let me look at my nose. And so back to the class, which also brings me to the plan is a plan that unfolds when it's time to unfold. Apparently, when I first moved here, I could teach my happiness class year one in this little town, year two, but apparently it wasn't time for me to teach these classes until next week, year three. So are you okay with being, are you okay? Is your ego mind okay with the other preferences? Is your ego mind okay with having patience? Is your ego mind okay with not getting your way? And the answer is always no. So this is rising above and witnessing the preferences, but not being attached to any preference. Okay, universe, whatever you have planned for me today, I'm down with it. Whatever you have planned for me today, I'm on the team. Let's go. Let's ride this train. Whatever it is, universe, good day, bad day, and of course we don't do labels. Whatever day you have planned for me, universe, I'm okay. I'm open to it. I stay open, and that's the thing. Having preferences is the opposite of being open. Being open brings freedom and more peace. So the openness to all things, to all preferences, being open to all preferences brings peace. And that is the show for the day. Let me just double check. No story, warming up. Yes, I told you that. Yes. Again, your ego mind is always going to tell you it knows best. And believe me, I have an ego mind just like you. I listen, and I know. Oh, I know what it wants, and I know what it prefers. But I'll be damned if I give it any power to dictate, to control, to my vibration. I hear it, I witness it, but I am sure not holding on to it. I will let go of that preference so fast it'll make your head spin. Woo! Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Truth About Happiness, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. My website is still being developed, yes. It should be finished in the next week or two. We're at the final stages. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on my YouTube channel. You can look at those, check those out. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased at Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out whenever it's out. I have zero preferences of when I want it done. I used to think, oh, I want it finished by the end of May. Oh, I want it finished by the end of the year. Nah, whatever. It's going to be finished when it's going to be finished. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist of the world. Have a conscious week and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment, in any day, is going to reflect what you practice. Enjoy the week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
pastor for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.